Brilliance Audio presents This Won't End Well by Camille Pagan, performed by Amy McFadden. Dear John, hello seems like such an innocuous word, but it's really a portal to loss. One minute you're exchanging small talk with a green-eyed stranger. The next thing you know, 5 years have passed, that stranger is now your fiancé, and he's just informed you that he needs time to get his head on straight before marrying you. While I'm being a bit glib, John, I actually understand. I really do. You've been pining for Paris for ages now, and it was short-sighted of me to suggest we go to Quebec instead. What French teacher wouldn't want to visit the motherland? I should have surprised you with a trip for two, but it's not too late to plan a Parisian honeymoon. I hope you're taking notes as you saunter down the Champs-Élysées. At any rate, I'm truly sorry. You listen to me ramble about grad school all the time. Maybe I haven't been giving your dreams equal attention. I'm also sorry we fought about having children last week. I thought we were on the same page about the world's overpopulation problem and the inherent risks of creating small humans who share at least some of my parents' genetic material. I'll be the first to admit that I discounted your desire to carry on the Nichols name. I was wrong. But we can talk about this. Well, we could if you were here in Michigan instead of on the other side of the Atlantic, or at the very least had not announced that you intend to be out of touch for a whole month. Yet you're no doubt checking email multiple times a day, as you always do, and because you love me, you told me that yourself when you called to say you were leaving. I trust you'll do me the courtesy of reading this message. I will do my best to make it the only one I send. You swore this wasn't cold feet, but if you find yourself reaching for a pair of socks, I forgive you. Certainly, you wouldn't be the first groom to be stricken with premarital angst, and I do hope these next 4 weeks prove to be fruitful. Now that I think about it, perhaps my father wouldn't have flown our family coupe if he, too, had gone on a personal fact-finding mission before marrying my mother. I know that it's been just 2 short days since you and I last spoke. It was only after you were already en route to Charles de Gaulle that I realized there was so much I should have said while I was standing in my mother's driveway, staring at my phone with my mouth hanging open.